We're thrilled to bring in somebody here. It's such a good feeling to get outside three zip codes on mortgages, on loans, on yield, on debt. Srini Prabhu joins us right now with Angel Oak Capital Advisors down south. I'm going to just cut to the chase. What's CRE look like from your, I mean, you have so much experience with Washington Mutual and the rest over the years. How bad is CRE? Away from New York City, away from the glib talk of the media.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I've been listening to your show for a long time. Super excited to be here.
You have a beard on. Okay, I shaved my beard yesterday.
Yes, thankfully.
He's killing me.
He wears it well.
He wears it well. Srini, tell me, other than you brought your entourage with you. Yeah. They're all wearing beards as well. Tell me about CRE down south.
Well, I think that's one of the bigger risks in the marketplace right now. I mean, if you take a look at even Class A office space, so there's three types of risks in CRE. One is office, which you consider to be a distressed space. It is more of a refinance story than a current story. A lot of the debt can be extended, but at some point there will be a reduction of equity values in that. On the other spectrum, there's apartments, which I don't believe is a distressed story as much as it's a valuation story. So I think you have bifurcation of that. And in the middle, you got retail. And you know, we follow all around CMBS, and I think retail has been a struggle for a long time. So some of that valuation might already be lower. So the biggest risk we see is in office, and that's more Class B and a little bit of Class A.
All right, you're based out of Baltimore, and I'm just going to guess Atlanta. Baltimore, Atlanta. I'm just going to guess. You're located on a Peachtree Street somewhere.
That's correct.
See, every street in Atlanta is Peachtree Street.
I have been to Atlanta.
No idea why.
Paul, I've never not been lost in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Every time I go, totally lost.
And I don't get an answer for why that happened. But talk to us about the real estate market in Atlanta, for example. I think about Atlanta, I think downtown Atlanta, those great skyscrapers, great downtown. You've got areas like Buckhead and areas around Atlanta. What's a commercial real estate market down like in a really vibrant market like Atlanta?
I think that, what you've seen, and I think it got compounded after COVID, there's a lot of young people that have moved into Atlanta. There's a lot of businesses that have moved into Atlanta. You got the biggest airport hub. So as businesses have moved, as younger people have moved, that's given a lot of lift to apartments. And I think the work from home, you know, as much as we see in our space, the work from home that you experience in some sections of the country, it has not been that exaggerated in the US. So when you think about the retail exposure, what we don't talk about is people not coming to the office. What gets disrupted is the restaurant underneath, it's the grocery store underneath, and that all vibrancy, which has been a struggle the rest of the country, we haven't seen that. Now, that being said, there's absolutely more vacancies in office space. So I would say the Buckhead area has got is better than the rest of Atlanta.
I want to talk about the spirit of this, and this goes to my good friend Andrew Morse, now with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's got an article out there that Porsche is booming. Porsche, okay, we think of Porsche like they should be in New Jersey or that. No, they're in Atlanta, right outside the airport. They're growing jobs, they're growing profits. From where you sit, distinguish the investment landscape of the new South, which we grew up with, and now it's the future South, if you will, with the major urban areas, LA, with New York. What is the Atlanta distinction there that you see in Porsche booming outside the airport?
Yeah, I would describe, I mean, I'm from Mumbai, originally grew up in Mumbai, big city like New York. And if you think about where Atlanta was when I came in 1994 and where Atlanta is, it went from a suburban city to a real large city. I would say it's the New York of the South at this point, and it's booming. And what that does create is all of the ancillary cities that are growing. So there's a bunch of cities that have grown in Tennessee, for example, that has a lot to do with also taxes, a lot of movement of people and wealth that has moved into the South. So I think if you take certain parts of North Carolina, certain parts of Georgia, and even closer to Florida, you're going to see a lot of booming cities now.
Paul, get one more question in here, but can you imagine how good the Angel Oak Braves tickets are?
Oh, boy. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're probably off the on-deck circle.
On-deck circle. Yeah. At Angel Oak Capital Advisors, what are you guys working on now? What's the best opportunity you see in the markets these days?
I think we see the best opportunities in mortgage-backed securities. Okay. I know you've heard this over and over again in the news, and we've been in this space for a long time. And if you just think of what has happened in the space and why this opportunity has been created, you had a massive amount of refinance in residential mortgages in 2021.
Yep.
What does that create? That creates a borrower that has 40 plus points of equity in their homes, 30 to 40 points of equity in homes, sitting in the lowest mortgage rate.
Yep.
Now, when you think about Fed now raising rates to 500 plus basis points over a matter of 18 plus months, what we had to deal with, what people think about rates, we had to deal with convexity. As we know, now you went from, in 2021, there were 30, 40% of borrowers refinancing annually. You go from that to almost zero. And you had all these mortgages that extended. So it became more of a convexity interest rate story, not a credit story. And where we are today, and let's just risk management, that's what we do. We're wrong, and the Fed stays where they are. Rates go higher from here on. The downside scenario is much less than the upside scenario. I mean, it's the, no, the people are not refinancing. They cannot go to zero anymore.
Yep.
We're already at close to zero. So there's a much more upside.
Right.
On that story, okay. In my mind.
Don't be a stranger. Srini Prabha, look forward to those Braves. The Braves are rated number one by The Athletic.
They are.
They're like loaded.
They're always
loaded. They're like the new...
The Met killers.
It's an experience as much as it's a game.
Yeah.
Srini Prabhu, thank you so much. He's the Chief Investment Officer, Managing Partner, Angel Oak Capital Advisors.